All right, 1:34 now on this Wednesday afternoon. Another beautiful day in the Great Northwest. And with us is old friend from the OregonCatalyst.com. It is Dan Lucas. Hi, Dan.
How you doing, Bill?
Very good. If I remember right, when we spoke via email earlier in the week, we were going to talk a little bit about something that I've known about, and it's affected my life since, I think, 1985 or so, and that would be the spotted owl.
Absolutely, yeah. And unfortunately, since then, things haven't gotten better, and it's also, we've had enough history now that we're seeing that even the things they said that would help the spotted owl are not helping. They're still willing to devastate all these counties and communities that relied on timber harvesting and timber jobs.
So, for instance, okay, so we've bent over backwards to try to protect the spotted owl, and what's come of it? What's the status?
Well, their numbers are continuing to decline, and that's according to government reports. So they stopped all this timber harvesting that was providing living wage jobs for Oregonians. They've devastated communities. They've just, you know, made it awful for about 18 counties in Oregon to try and pull together any kind of budget. So a lot of them, like Polk County right next to us, they don't have enough deputy sheriffs. You know, they can't even do 24-hour service anymore. It's really terrible that they're doing that to these communities. And they do all this supposedly for the spotted owl. Well, the spotted owl is declining. It's continuing to decline. Even though they've stopped all this timber harvesting, their numbers are still declining. And now, the federal government, to try to protect the spotted owl, they're deliberately killing another protected owl, the barred owl.
Yeah, I'd heard about that. That's crazy.
Right. Yeah, they're killing thousands of them deliberately, even though they're protected by the federal government.
I want to go back in the history just a little bit because of just my own personal involvement. I was a top 40 morning DJ at KQEN radio in Roseburg, Oregon, back in 85, 87 to 89, somewhere in that area. And of course, Douglas County was, and it may still be, I'm not sure, but the timber capital of the world. And it seemed like that's where the whole spotted owl thing got started.
Yeah, and I think I wrote about this in one of my articles. A friend of mine lived and grew up in Douglas County, and they told me that when they were growing up, it was the little town they lived in was a timber town. And they said to me, this is several years ago, they said, but now it's a mess town.
Yeah, that's Douglas County, yes.
It just devastated that economy, you know, killed all the living wage jobs. And for what?
Yeah.
For a bird.
A bird.
And not even a bird. It's a bird theory, and it's a bird theory that isn't working.
You know, I was in Roseburg in the 80s, just towards the end of the real boom there, when, you know, Montgomery Ward or whatever, you know, the department stores were booming, the stores were booming, the gas station, everything was booming. And I watched how I think it was about 2 years, it just all came to a crashing halt. And I can't imagine now, you know, 25 years later, the devastation. My wife's family is from down there, so we do visit now and then. And you're right. Most of those towns down there, and no, not just Douglas County, but all over. But it seemed like that spotted owl thing was just really big in Douglas County.
Yeah, and you know, who determined that a bird is more important than people?
Well,
Very selective. Seem to be very selective because it's the spotted owl, but not the barred owl.
Yeah, that's a little crazy. That one's a little over the top.
Well, and then I point out in one of my articles. They turn a complete blind eye to the hundreds of thousands of birds that are killed each year, protected birds that are killed each year by wind turbines.
Yeah, exactly.
And I point this out. So a lot of those birds that are killed by wind turbines are protected by three different federal laws, and instead of going after those wind turbine companies, they give them subsidies. Government subsidies to build more wind turbines.
Amazing. It really is a selective protection, isn't it?
Very much so. Very much so.
it just never ceases to amaze me. Again, Dan Lucas from Oregon Catalyst. Do you have articles up there right now on this subject?
I do. They're from, let's see, one of them was from May 9th on Catalyst, and the other one is April 15th.
Okay.
And it started because I was looking at, you know, I saw the news coming out about how Polk County, just they're having to cut back their, how many deputy sheriffs they're able to provide, and they, you know, they can't provide 24-hour service anymore. It just bothered me. And the more I looked into it, the more I could see that the single biggest factor was the loss of timber revenue. And, you know, and then the federal government said, well, we'll give you spotted owl payments for a while. Well, that's not the answer.
No.
And, of course, they've stopped that or essentially basically almost entirely stopped that. What they need to do is let, you know, follow the agreements, you know, the 1937 ONC Act, and let timber harvesting happen in these counties so they can get the jobs and the revenue from that.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to so many people in, whether it be Douglas or Josephine or Coos or Curry County, and nobody wanted the payments. They want their jobs. People
exactly.
want to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
And this well, when you said a moment ago, you know, who decides that a bird is more important than people? Look, we could get into a whole theological debate, or not debate, but discussion for the next hour, because this is all...
it's just insane.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, it's not all birds, it's just some birds.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so fickle about this. And then, like, for Polk County, I talked to the budget guy over there, 35% of their budget used to come from timber revenue.
Yeah.
And that's before the stupid, you know, spotted owl payments. That's when they were actually letting them do sustainable harvesting in Polk County.
Right. And schools. You
yeah.
know what? When we growing up in Oregon, we never worried about school budgets. We never even heard about that sort of stuff like we hear
yeah.
now. The kids need more and the teachers need this and that. And I'm not denying that they do or they don't. I'm just saying we never heard those discussions because we always had timber money.
Yep. No, and Cascade had a good article about that a while back about, you know, there's some other bird now they're trying to protect. And because of that, instead of that, there's some forest land, state forest land that's dedicated, supposed to be dedicated for help school funding. And instead of getting, like, basically 100 to 100, that's for 1 year. So for a biennium, it'd be over 100 million, maybe 200 million for a biennium. They're losing money because they're trying to protect some other bird.
Yeah,
it's hurting schools.
You're
so
talking about
bird is more important than kids.
Yep, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Elliott State Forest.
Yeah.
It is earmarked for school funding. It is where we're supposed to do sustainable harvesting. It's $30 million a year for the school budget, and it's the marbled murrelet
yeah.
that's being
yeah.
protected. Whatever.
Yeah, no, and I saw in the Cascade article, they said $40 to $50 million a year, and so in a biennium, which is how the state budget, that'd be $100 million a
yeah.
year and more they could give the school, which is huge.
And just think about it. I know. I tell people, just think about that. When I was out on the campaign trail, Dan, over this primary, I talked to a lot of people in Newburgh and Kaiser and St. Paul, and though forestry is not big in this particular area, people were concerned. They're concerned about education, and I'd say, hey, I have the solution for education. They'd say, what is it? And I said, timber harvesting.
Yep.
I have the solution. It's not difficult. And they look at me like I the light bulb had gone off in their heads. They oh, yeah, you're right.
No, that's exactly right. And so then another thing I wanted to mention was, so in the comments, you know, the haters in the comments on the articles, and then even in another op-ed that they ran in the local newspaper after mine as a kind of a rebuttal, they keep saying, well, it's not the spotted owl itself. It's because the spotted owl is the proverbial canary in the coal mine for the greater ecosystem.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought about that for a minute. I went, well, wait a minute. So if the spotted owl is the canary in the coal mine, then how come you're killing barred owls just to protect the spotted owl? That's kind of like bringing a canary into a coal mine and then putting it in an oxygen tent.
Yeah.
It defeats yeah. the purpose of having a canary in a coal mine.
I would love to have a discussion with one of these people and the people who, I'm holding up air quotes, care for the animals. And say, why is it okay to kill this bird but not that bird? And why
right.
is it okay for those birds to fly into those wind turbines, but these
yeah.
birds, they're because there's no sense. I don't think even they would know.
No. I mean, how come, yeah, hundreds of thousands systems, including bald eagles, golden eagles, get killed by these wind turbines. Why is that okay?
I don't have an answer.
And why is the spotted owl more important than the barred owl?
And why are any of them...
The funny thing, too, is it's kind of evolution, right? That barred owls are taking over spotted owls. So apparently they don't believe in evolution.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Intervening on it. My wife always points out to me is like, well, wait a minute, don't these people support evolution?
That's funny. That's true.
Yeah.
There's
no consistency to any of their positions.
Well, it just...
And it's hurting real people in Oregon.
And that's because, most of these people, I don't think, are from Oregon. They don't understand the system that we had in Oregon, the way of life that Oregon was. I don't think it's ever going to be back. Personally, I sadly say that, but I don't think Oregon's way of life will ever be here again, where we are timber harvesting and fishing and hunting and all the things that made Oregon unique. It's changed. We've become an East Coast state.
I hope you're wrong.
I know. I do too.
I hope some common sense will come back and we'll start caring more about people than we do about bird theories.
Well, and I guess I say that because the vast majority of people from Oregon are not from Oregon, and they have come in the 25 years or so since really timber harvesting ended, and they don't really understand that was our way of life. They see today's way of life as, oh, that's the way of life. That's my fear, is just there's too many people that don't really understand how this state ran.
Yeah, and I am hopeful, and I don't know how long it'll take, but I'm hopeful people will get some common sense again. And I think part of it, too, is like a lot of these people, like in Portland, they vote for things that don't affect them, and so they don't care.
Yeah, that's true.
And I hope that over time that changes, that they can start caring about people in other parts of the state and what their votes do, how they devastate communities.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big deal. All right, well, let me, again, Dan Lucas from Oregon Catalyst, what else are you working on that we might be able to maybe give us a little hint of that's coming up soon on the Oregon Catalyst?
I'm going to be working on a little something about our governor cover Oregon and how it's astonishing how in most of the media they don't seem to hold him accountable for any of that.
Well, he is getting a pass, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, the few news agencies, KETU has done a brilliant job.
Yes, give them
but
credit.
But outside of KETU, everybody else, if they do report on the problems with Cover Oregon, it's never associated with, Governor Golden Boy.
Yeah. This is amazing. And would you say, without dipping too far into your story, because I can't wait to read it, but is Dennis Richardson's never going to have the same money. We know that. He's not going to have the kind of money that Governor Kitzhaber will have. But if Dennis Richardson just continuously pounds this Cover Oregon, do you think he has a chance?
I hope so. Because I think one of the problems that people are starting to see with Kitzhaber is he talks a good game, if you're a Democrat. But he's like President Obama. He can't actually get anything done. They might have ideas, which you and I probably would disagree with, but they can't even execute on those ideas.
And that's with the majority.
They're pretty inept at trying to put their ideas into place. And Kitzhaber's shown that with his choice to head up, his new education czar was a complete bust.
Yeah.
And just about everything to do with Cover Oregon has been a complete bust. Those are people who he picked, who he's in charge of. It is his, at the end of the day, it's his responsibility.
It is.
And he's not doing it. He's not getting the job done.
Well, I will hope that Dennis Richardson can bang that drum loudly for the next 6 months and we see it. Because, I did the math yesterday, Dan. I believe it's very possible that the Oregon House could go 30-30 again. And that I see the math for maybe even a split Senate as well. And if you can imagine Dennis Richardson there, we just might get something done in this state for the good of this state.
That would be awesome. Yeah, and I do think, the more there's four different federal agencies, including the FBI now, investigating Cover Oregon. So I think the more this, the Oregonian and other left-leaning news agencies are not going to be able to cover for kits out for that long. This stuff's going to start breaking through. Yeah. And I think even people in the middle and on the left are going to be disgusted with his inability to execute on basic things.
Yeah, I think you're right. At some point, the major media will not be able to ignore this or cover it or pass it by.
Yep.
They're going to have to cover it.
And I've been so impressed. Hey, to you, I mean, they've actually been journalists.
Yeah.
You know, something we don't always get to see.
No, not at all. I thought, yes, I agree with you. They've done a wonderful job.
And can you imagine if this had been a Republican governor?
No.
You wouldn't be able to pick up, you know, a receipt at a store where it wouldn't be printed on there.
Yeah. No kidding.
But they do their best to cover for its cover.
Reminds me a lot of some of the other situations. Neil Goldschmidt,
yep.
David Wu. We could go down the list.
Yep.
All right. Dan Lucas, OregonCatalyst.com. You should have it bookmarked. It's the place to go to get news about Oregon. And Dan, I thank you so much for this story and all the others that you're working on.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill.
We'll talk soon.
Bye-bye.
All right. Dan Lucas, OregonCatalyst.com.